So guess what we're going to talk about today? All right. Well, some of you are right. Some, you know, I hear my girl. No. The Temptations. We're going to start a new series this week, and it's going to be an introduction to The Temptations, and that's going to be kind of our theme song for the whole deal, okay? The title of the series is The Temptations. So what better people to bring up talking about my girl and The Temptations? And what we're going to do is we are going to, the title of today's message, today is going to actually be set some tension, all right? We're going to get a little tension today. We're going to see a problem today that we have, all right? Each and every one of us, we're going to get that today. And the title's name is Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Breaking up is hard to do. So, you know, you got these rings, right? And we'll talk about them in a little bit, but kind of keep them close to you, all right? This morning, we're going to really introduce just the series for the next 3 weeks. So you're going to have to stay here the next 3 weeks at least. You got to come back next week. Because we're not going to have a solution today. We're going to have a problem today. And we're going to give you that problem. You're going to look at it all week long. It's going to stare you in the face. And you're going to say, man, I wish I had the solution to this. But you're not going to get it yet. You're going to have to wait for all 3 weeks to do it. And with that idea in mind, that breaking up is hard to do, I'm sure that most of you here this morning can remember what it's like to be in love, right? Oh, my girl, oh, so in love, my guy, so in love, right? Right? That's kind of, this thing is like both of you get either the guy, the girl. That's why it's there, okay? Do you remember that when you fell in love? You were so much in love. It was like, wow. It was like the month of May, right? No matter what storm you're going through, no matter if there's this much snow, it's like, man, your eyes, all you can see is stars. You look, overlook all the flaws the other person has, right? Right? You know, now it's like you old married couples, you know, you're looking, I wish I'd have known you were like that when I married you. You were. You just overlooked it, right? It was just like, oh, I love that ugly looking thing that you have here. You know, I love the way you just don't, you put the toilet paper wrong, the rolling the wrong way, right? But that was okay. All that stuff was all right. You think that this person always had your best interest in mind, right? This person, absolutely, the person you're dating, this dating relationship, you think that they had your best interests always in mind and first and foremost. And you are totally blinded, really, totally blinded to how bad this relationship really is. Right? Do you ever have one of those? You know what? Your friends and family, they see it. They see that this guy, this girl, this thing, whatever it is really bad for you. You know, I can recall, you know, growing up, my parents say, now you stay, little Joey, you stay away from them, right? Well, they're not going to mess me up. I like them. They're my buddies. Remember that, Jan? You stay away from them, you know? And how about your dating relationships? When you had somebody that you dated was actually Satan herself or Satan himself, you know. You couldn't see it. Oh, boy, she's beautiful. It's the month of May. Man, wow. Whoo. How can you see anything wrong with this, right? But you couldn't see it. You couldn't see it. Everybody's trying to tell you there's a problem in the relationship, but you just don't see it. Well, let me introduce you to yours and my friend. I always like taller women. My wife's 4'11". but she is 6 foot in my heart, right? Wouldn't trade her for anything. You know what? I want to introduce you to her and to him because really, you can get a picture. We make a nice couple, right? Right? Pretty nice. You have no flaws. You're just wonderful, even though you only have one leg. It has many names, and you can call it whatever you like. Whatever you like. So let's name a couple. Let's do this. I've got some hello, my name is, all right? Hello, my name is. Gossip. Some of our best friends. Some of the juiciest stories we ever got or told was all about gossip. Oh, I can't wait to tell this juicy story to these guys, right? Have you ever done that? Okay. Well, how about, hello, my name is bitterness. Anybody here have any bitterness? Little temptations of bitterness? How about this one? Hello, my name is, we'll give her a name, cheating. Cheating in school, cheating on tests, cheating on your wife, cheating in your business, cheating your bank account, cheating whatever it is. And we got anger. Anger's another one. Anybody have anger issues? Yeah, temptation of anger. Yeah. That's right. My name is anger. She's got a lot of names, doesn't she? How about lying? I got a little story to tell you about lying. All right? I was tempted the other day to lie. I have some guy who is who actually built my house 18 years ago, and I didn't know that. I didn't know him, but I need some roof work done. And he's probably the best person to do it since he built the house, so he knows what's going on with it. So I call him up, and I'll make this real quick. He said he would do it, and I said, okay, you can have the job. I don't care how long it takes you or whatever. You can have all summer long. Do it whenever you do it, whatever. But I need it done. He said, okay, I'll do it. But call me in about a month and remind me so I can come out and look at the job. So a month later, I call him. He didn't respond. He didn't answer me back. And I waited a couple of weeks, I call him again, no response. No, you know how contractors can get. They are on their own time schedule, okay? So I'm thinking, okay, this guy really doesn't want to work. He doesn't really want my job, it's just a small job, whatever. So some guy came along and said, hey, I'll do your job. So I said, okay, I'll give it to you. Now I've given it to two people. Now I've got a problem, okay? Because now this guy calls me. He says, I'm ready to do your job on Monday. I said, oh. I just gave it away to somebody else. I said, let me call you back tomorrow. Because I really want this guy to do it because he's the guy who built the house. This other guy looks at it and he says, well, I think I can do it. All right, so anyway, I'm thinking all night, stay up all night. How can I lie to this guy, lie my way out of it? Have you ever tried to lie your way out of something? It was only going to be a little white lie. It was just going to be a little tiny white lie. Nobody, you guys would have probably done it too. So the next day I call the guy and I say, hey, you know what? I need your forgiveness. I said, I had promised this guy this job, and when he didn't call me back and you said you would do it, I gave it to you. But I can't give it to you now. Because I had already promised. Now, I could have lied my way out of it. I said, will you forgive me for this? And he said, absolutely. He says, I was a little iffy on the project anyway. I didn't have to lie. I could tell the truth. The temptation was there. Satan said, you know what? Lie about it. Get yourself out of it and go move on because it's only a little tiny white lie. So her name's his name. Is lying. Anybody ever do that? How about this? Self-pity. Self-pity. I can go on and on. How about the temptation of pornography? Those secret little places in your computer where you hide that stuff. How about pride? Here's a big one. This one's a big one for me. How about the temptation of food? Now, we can put a whole lot more up there. And our buddy is going to be here. That's going to be our theme song. And this little, our little buddy is going to be here for the whole time. But you can see, and you can actually, if you would like me to, I can give you a couple of these, hello, my name is, because I got about 500 of them. They don't sell three. They sell 500. But anyway, these all fall under three categories. One of three categories, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. First person ever to be ever tempted in the Garden of Eden had these three things. And I just want to quickly read to you in Genesis chapter 3, the fall of man, the temptation. In beginning in verse 1 in chapter 3, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord hath made." And subtle. It didn't say any, I mean, he didn't say, you know what, he's got this red outfit on, he's got horns, a pointy tail, and he carries around a pitchfork, and he's going to stab you. It doesn't say that. He's subtle. He's handsome. He's a wonderful guy, okay? So are all these. "And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye may shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Joe, it won't matter that you tell that little white lie. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Verse 6, here's where the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life come in. It says, "And when the woman saw..." So she was obviously close to the tree, right? She didn't have to go to the tree. The serpent didn't have to take her. "Well, let's go into the midst of the garden and take you to this tree." She was there, maybe flirting with it, looking at it, desiring it, thinking about it. That's what we do with this. We kind of desire it. We think about it. We imagine it. Our imagination takes over, and then it comes into our hearts. And then it says, "She saw that the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired, the pride of life, to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now, this love or this relationship we have with our friend here springs up out of our own desires. And I want you to watch this cartoon. If Pastor Ron would show this cartoon quickly. If you can kill the lights too.
Wake up, Donald. Wake up. Wide awake. We must get up.
All right.
Hey, don't be a sap. Let's go back to sleep.
Okay.
Come, come, Donald. Donald?
I'll see you later.
Donald! Hurry.
Okay.
We'll be late for school. Hurry!
All right. All right. I'm coming.
Your books, Donald. Come along, Donald.
Come on, let's go fishing.
Okay, I'm going.
Well, interesting, huh? Now that goes on. You've got to go online and watch the rest of it because it talks about some other stuff and it's pretty cool. It's about 8 minutes long, and I didn't want to take that much time. But I want you to turn to James chapter 1, and this is our text for today. James chapter 1, all the way in the back of your Bible. All right, James chapter 1, it's right after Hebrews. And we're going to begin in verse 13. James chapter 1, verse 13, it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Okay? Let me just tell you this right now. If you think that you are tempted of God, you're wrong. Because what happens is, all through the Bible, you just take a look, it references me talking about temptation. It is always associated with Satan and the deceiver, okay? So that's what temptation is associated with. If you associate God with temptation, you are associating him with Satan. And we cannot do that. Now, God will test. He does not tempt. Satan is the only tempter. He is called the tempter. He is called the deceiver and whatever, okay? So look it up. Use a topical Bible and look up temptation and look at all the references to it, okay? Because you're going to find that God cannot tempt you. He is not one little iota of evil in him, and he will not tempt you. Now, it goes on, it says in verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. The reason why I showed you that cartoon. What did Satan look like? What did the angel look like? They looked like Donald Duck, didn't they? Every time that you look at a cartoon or a depiction of that, you don't see this little red guy, what happens is you see a picture of yourself because you know good from evil. You know that little guy on your shoulder is your lust, my desire, your desire for our buddy here, for our friend. That's what it is. We give Satan a lot of credit. Satan is not omnipresent. He can only be at one place at one time. Now, he has his demons. His demons can put thoughts in our heads, and he does. But guess who carries those? We do. That's why the cartoon. That's why. You know, and then it goes on and it says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death, destruction, death. This relationship that we have can only bring death and destruction to us. That's it. It's the only thing it can. Let me tell you a little story, how we got here, how I wanted to talk about temptation. Lucas, the other day, when we lived in Connorsville, we bought this big old swing set. It had climbing wall, it had all this stuff, and I didn't want to leave it there. And so we took it apart in big pieces, and they were heavy. And we loaded it up, put it out here until we were ready for it. And then a couple of weeks ago, Ron and I, Pastor Ron, we picked it up and we took it over to the house and we built it, and it was heavy. Thank God for the Jodens, and straightened me out. So it was a backbreaker. And so we got it up. So the kids are having a great time, and they're playing, and they're running up and down, they're climbing. There's even a swing there that you can hang on to, and you swing back and forth, and climbing walls. You can do whatever you want with it. And there's this tree, the tree known as the knowledge of good and evil. It's not. We're going to call it that, okay? It's sitting there, and it's just a little tree. And Lucas is over there. And he's swinging on it. I said, Luke, you're going to break the branch. He looks at me and says, okay. He continues to swing. I said, Luke, don't do it. 3 times went by. Luke, don't swing on it. Please, you're going to break the branch. Play on your swing set. You can swing over there. It's where, you know, it's in the garden. You can have, eat of all the fruit of the garden. Eat all that. Why do you want the true, this knowledge of good and evil? Why? So, next morning I get up, and the boys were there, and they go in the house, and I look out, and the branch, broken. The temptation was just so strong. He couldn't resist. His desire to hang and break on the branch was greater than granddad yelling at him and saying, I'm going to kill you if the branch doesn't kill you. Temptation happens to all of us, to every one of us here. It doesn't matter how little you are or how old you are. It happens to all of us, no matter whether we're male or female or whatever it is. We're not all too old to be tempted. We are all in the same type of dating relationship with our friend here. And you have to ask. You have to ask yourself if this is really a good relationship. Am I looking at this through objective eyes? You're beautiful. You make me feel good. Everything about you I love. But I'm not looking through the right kind of eyes. I'm not looking through objective eyes. Or is this from my own desire? And when it comes to be tempted, we don't always look at things objectively. We don't see very clearly. And these things don't always have to be bad things. Climbing a tree is not a bad thing. Right? It is when granddad says not to. Eating the fruit on a tree is not a bad thing. It is when God says not to touch it. Buying a new car is not a bad thing unless it puts your family in jeopardy, a financial jeopardy. Things like that. It's not very bad. But when Lucas disobeyed and it caused damage, that's when it becomes a bad thing. Anything that controls you is a bad relationship. If any of these control your life and you can't say no to them and you think that it's okay, it controls your life. Those are bad. That's a bad relationship. And I want to tell you how our friend here tempts us. And what it's like. I want you to turn to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 5. It's like the strange woman here in Proverbs. It says in chapter 5 of Proverbs, beginning in verse 1, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ears to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. Does any of you like that want a bite of a honeycomb right now? So sweet, succulent. The lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. What a description. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. This person is very seductive. This person, like the strange woman, she is very seductive. She lures you in, and before you know it, you're caught in her web of deceit. It looks good. I can reason why I do what I do. I can reason it away. I can reason why I needed to lie or wanted to lie to the contractor. I could reason that. And I could convince you that it was the right thing to do, but it's not the right thing to do. The rings that you have, I want you to take them out. They are to represent your engagement to the temptation that holds you. So put it on. Put it on your little finger, put it on whatever finger fits, but I want you to wear it this week. I want you to wear it this week, and I want you to really think about how you can break up with it. You need to break up with it. But I don't want you to break up with it this week. I want you to think. I want you to pray about things. And I want you to think about our friend. And I want you to think about this engagement that you have with her, with him, with it. This casual dating relationship that you have with temptation is not good for you or your family. Remember, it doesn't have to have this ugly looking face, because it kind of looks like you. Kind of looks like me. When I look in the mirror, I can see that desire, that temptation, that lust. So the thing that you need to consider this coming week is, am I looking at my dating relationship objectively? That's what you need to do. Am I looking at my dating relationship objectively? I want you to sleep with this, and I want you to think about it. It's going to be an ever-present reminder of it. So everybody stand. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. And we're going to pray. We're not going to have an altar call this week. All we're going to do is we are going to pray this morning about our engagement, our dating relationship with temptation. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we see from the beginning that we can be deceived through our own lusts and our own desires. It is so tempting, Lord. But you tell us in Scripture that you will never tempt us or allow us to be tempted above what we can handle. So as we think about this week, the dating engagement, the relationship that we have with the tempter, I ask that you would take every one of our excuses away from us and say, you are able. We are able. Because breaking up is so hard to do. God, we love you so much. Be with us this week. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.